Hi, my name is Madaraka Nyerere. I'm here with RT on the beautiful island of Zanzibar. My father, Julius Nyerere, was the first president of free Tanzania. It was a tough time as our country, like many other African states, struggled to get on its feet after centuries of colonial rule. And for that, we needed money. So let me tell you something. Being indebted to the US money elites can feel like navigating a labyrinth of financial manipulation and control. The ubiquitous presence of the dollar, wielded as a tool of coercion by the West, casts a shadow of dependency and uncertainty over developing economies, including African nations like Tanzania. As pressure mounts to repay foreign debts, countries find themselves ensnared in a relentless cycle of negotiations and economic instability. The maneuvers orchestrated by the American establishment to sustain the dominance of the petrodollar only exacerbates this situation, driving currencies to depreciate rapidly against the dollar and pushing debt levels to alarming heights. Ultimately, the question lingers: is the cost of indebtedness to the US money elites worth the sacrifices and uncertainties it entails? Only time will unveil the answers as Tanzania and other developing economies grapple with the intricacies of their financial entanglement, striving to carve out a path towards economic resilience and prosperity on their own terms. Thank you for listening. I'm Madaraka Nyerere. See you next time on RT.